Hello, and welcome to another episode of Great Minds Drink Alike. Hi, Grandma.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Good. We're back.
Yes, we're back on track.
A very long vacation, about 364 days, I'd say.
No, you're kidding me.
Yeah, I think our last episode was last April.
You're kidding me? It wasn't in January. It wasn't in December when we talked about Christmas.
No, that was last Christmas.
Oh, my God.
I've been busy.
Well, that's a long
working.
Time. Wow. I hope our listeners didn't forget us.
I hope so, too. I feel like we have our listener. Our audience is very loyal.
Good.
They are connected to us by blood, mostly.
Well, we're very interesting.
I know. Really got to get the word out.
Yes.
What's going on today?
What's going on today? Nothing. It's not so great out. It's a little cold.
We were waiting for the good weather.
Yes.
It was nice the other day.
It was 70 degrees. I sat outside. I thought about going to the beach.
Did you go to the beach?
Yeah, it looked like it was
nice. I don't think it's beach time yet.
It was 70. It was so beautiful in the sun.
I did sit outside, too, and I was trying to get a sunburn, but it didn't.
And you were talking about me going to the beach, and you're trying to get a sunburn. At least I'm at the
beach. I need some color. I'm so pale.
Oh, nah, you're fine.
I was looking at pictures of myself the other day from recently, and I was like, oh, my God.
Well, I thought...
I look ill.
And then all of a sudden it got cold again, so I said, okay, forget it.
Whatever. I'm still wearing a short floral dress.
That's nice.
Thank you.
And we went out to lunch. Me and Rebecca, we had lunch today in a new Mediterranean restaurant, which was very interesting.
Yes.
And delicious.
I didn't like the baba ganoush, did you?
I wasn't crazy about it, but I didn't want to say anything.
I don't want to insult the waiter.
I would have rather have gotten the hummus.
Me too.
But
sorry.
That's all right.
Other baba ganoush I've had has been more just eggplant. Like, they seem to have some sort of, like, yogurt in it or something. Something
mushed
creamy.
Up.
Yeah, I was like,
I don't know.
Still tasty.
It was good. It was good. It wasn't just what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be pieces
of
eggplant, like chunky eggplant. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's all right. It was good. The restaurant was nice. I liked the restaurant.
Are you still upset about this car in front of your house?
Yes. The other day it was parked 4 days and it almost blocked my garbage can where the garbage man couldn't pick up my garbage.
No.
I had to go out at 11 o'clock at night and move my garbage
Grandma,
to my driveway.
We know not to go out chasing the garbage cans anymore. The last time you did that, you literally broke your shoulder.
I know, and I laid in bed saying, that damn car, they're not going to take my garbage. So I had to move it, and then I was going to call the cops because it was 4 days.
On a car?
I thought it was a stolen car. You know,
maybe it's somebody who lives around here. You live in Levittown. It's not exactly like a
I know, but sometimes cars, you know, you see somebody get in the car and move it, and so you know it's somebody around here. But for 4 days, it stood absolutely still. So the other day when I took my walk, I walked around it and looked in it, and that. And then 5 minutes later, the guy came out from across the street and moved his car for a minute. But then he came back and put it right back where it was. But at least I know now it's someone in the neighborhood. Well, there was a car stolen here last year, right in front of my house, because the guy came knocking on my door, and he says, oh, I'm Diane's, I'm Debbie's son. Have you seen anybody around my car? Because it's
stolen. How many Debbies do you know?
Debbies? Oh, my God. Three I can remember immediately.
This is like a big name.
I know Debbie O'Leary. And
around
Debbie,
here.
Yeah, Debbie Callis, and then I have another Debbie at work I used to work with. So, I only know about three. That's not too much.
I don't know any Debbies.
You're kidding me. Really?
No, it's not a... No. I know a lot of, like...
Offhand, I know...
Jacqueline's.
Oh.
Jacqueline seems to be a big name.
No, no.
One day I'll be saying, oh my God, I was talking to Jacqueline, and can you believe? She left a car in front of my house.
But anyway, those are the things I have to worry about. Cars in front of my house.
Well,
one time I was going on vacation, okay,
uh-huh.
And it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I opened the door to see if my car was coming to pick me up, and there was a car in my driveway. So now, you know, me, I got nervous. I called the cops.
Wait, this is not the car that was picking you up to go to the airport,
no.
though? How do you know?
Because there was nobody in it. No driver.
But the car was in your driveway?
Right. So I called the police, and I said, you know, I have to leave my house for 10 days, and there's a strange car in my driveway, and I don't know whose it belongs to. So the cops come, blah, blah, and they're looking, and they say, oh, it belongs to a Lori somebody. So I said, oh. So the next thing was Dave Shaughnessy's girlfriend had parked her car in my driveway because he said I wasn't going to be home, so she parked it there.
Your neighbor's girlfriend?
Yeah. Well, she was living with him. You know, she was in the house with him.
That's weird. She just parked her car
in your driveway? Yeah. So Steve says, oh, I'm so sorry because I thought that you weren't home. Because she said, I was watching your house, but she said you were going away on vacation. I said, yeah, but you didn't tell me. I said, otherwise I wouldn't call the cops if I knew whose car it was. She had to get up 3 o'clock in the pajamas. I said, well, I'm sorry, but I said I was a little concerned that I was going to leave the house for 10 days and there was a car in my driveway that I didn't know whose it was.
That's so weird.
I know.
But you were sleeping the night before and you didn't...
The car wasn't there the night before. She must have left it there about 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock in the morning when they came from wherever they were.
Dirty stay-outs.
Well, I didn't. I was sleeping and I woke up. I had to go to the airport at 3 o'clock in the morning. Would you have left the car in your driveway without knowing whose it was without calling the cops?
Well, there's layers to that question because I don't own a house.
Well, if you
did. And I would never think to call the cops.
What would you do? Leave the car there?
I would call my dad.
Well, my dad was not here anymore. He's in heaven.
I'm just telling you my first reaction in life.
Okay. I would have called my dad or my mom if they were around, but they weren't around.
Well...
And I had no husband at the time, so he wasn't around either. So I was on my own.
Maybe one of them could have called from above and told you what to do.
Exactly. Who knows? But whatever. So what have you been doing with yourself? You met a friend?
I met a friend.
Yeah.
You mean I have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Grandma. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And his name is? I know his name. Tell your audience his name.
His name is Louie.
Good. And you having a good time with Louie?
Yes.
Good. You've seen him for a while now.
A little bit of time.
6 months. If I'm not mistaken.
How do you know? Do you have a timer on the relationship? Is that what you do with all your grandchildren?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Is that what you do?
Yes.
And then when your grandchildren have been married for a couple of years, you're like, well, you've been married for 778 days. I don't
go by days.
I still see you buying maxi pads at the CVS.
No, because Shannon is married 3 years and is having a baby.
I was right. So she got pregnant right about 2 years in.
Right. Well, I didn't tell her to.
Well, she probably sensed. She
knew I would.
She probably knew. It was right. Like, I better have a baby.
She knew I wanted a great-grandchild.
Grandma is going to cry.
She knows I wanted a great-grandchild. We don't know what it is yet. I will let you know, audience, when we have it. We don't know the name. Well, because we don't know what it is, so we don't have a name. I'm sure it'll be beautiful.
Predictions on the name?
Mm-mm. I have none. I have not a clue. She didn't even hint anything.
Shannon Jr. SJ.
No. It's going to be a J, I think. But
or Joe Jr. JJ.
No, she said she doesn't
call him JJ.
She said she's not going to name it after Joseph. I don't know. We'll see. Time will tell. Time will tell. I think it's going to be about 7 pounds.
I'd really just like to get another dog.
Oh, I told you it's National Pet Day today. So did you give Lily an extra treat?
No.
Oh. You should.
I have to give her a treat.
Yes.
Maybe I'll bake her a treat.
You haven't heard that it's National Pet Day?
No. I haven't been on social media today.
All you had to do was turn the TV on.
I'm very busy.
All you had to do was turn the TV on.
The Today Show?
Anything.
I was watching Kelly and Ryan. They didn't tell me.
Oh, I don't watch that. Just I don't. It's either 12 or 2 or 4. On Channel 2 was the fellow who was the star of... what was it? The Affair. He's doing a new thing on Masterpiece. La Miserable, I think it was. He stars in that.
That's depressing.
Well, it is. He's in jail 20 years. I guess it's depressing.
Oh, in the musical?
The Miserable.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be not a musical. It's not going to be a musical. It's going to be drama.
Wait, Les Mis?
Yeah.
Les Mis is going to be
a Masterpiece
TV show?
Yeah, it's like a show on Masterpiece. I guess it's...
You mean on, like, PBS?
Yeah.
So it's just, like, the taped musical.
It's not a musical, but... It's not going to be a musical. He said it's not going to be a musical, so I don't know. I don't know.
It's confusing.
Well, he said it's not a musical. I don't know what... I don't know. We'll see. Time will tell. So what else have you been doing? Anything good?
No. Not really. Just going around, going to the gym. Do you have any fitness tips? I'm trying to get in shape for the summertime.
I have a couple of back exercises that...
back exercise? Oh, I need that.
Yeah.
I used to have a really strong back, I felt like, and now it's, like, really weak.
Really? Well,
my backbone is deteriorating.
And they're very easy to do.
Okay.
So, we got that. Other than that, no, you know.
Diet tips?
My exercise, my going to the gym and all that has been a little detained. I go on my exercise bike and I do my arm exercise and now I do these back exercises.
Grandma, I've been taking cycling now.
Oh.
And there are many women about your age group
that are doing it.
In the same class as me.
Well, what do you mean cycling? You mean I go on my stationary bike? Is that what you're talking about? Or you going riding
like
around?
Like a class. You know the class where there's
all
the
stationary bike? Oh, you go up and down?
Yeah, jump and you...
And I'm happy. Like,
go fast, go slow, sprint.
No, not for me. They're my age and they're doing that?
They're older, yeah. Oh, they're really God. Like... And they're better than I am.
Oh, my goodness gracious. No, no.
Nope. I don't know. I don't know how high they're putting the resistance up on those bikes over there, but...
To tell you the truth, I'm very happy doing my little exercise that I do. Not getting hurt.
I love an at-home workout. I really, really do.
I do, you know...
Saves a lot of time.
Right. I was listening to Dr. Oz, and he was doing the 7-minute exercise. He went down with his... He went down on the floor with his suit on and everything. I swear, he... Up
well,
and
he's
down
a
like
food. A minute. He's a lot. He's got a lot of.
Oh, up and down like a minute. He did the stretch and then doing the dog, I think, in yoga. And
downward
then he went down on the
doing
floor.
The dog.
Oh, I said, how the hell is he doing? I mean, he's young, I guess, but with a suit and everything. The two girls that were doing it with him had sweats on. He had a suit on and went down.
That's he should have changed into.
I don't know.
He should have got a Lululemon outfit on.
So, yeah.
It's weird.
Maybe. I don't know. He said it takes him 7 minutes every morning. Then he wiggled his hips. So, who knows? So, wait a minute. So, you have a new boyfriend. And you're not doing anything exciting? Was it something exciting?
With my boyfriend?
Of course.
We eat a lot of food. We drink a lot. We like to drink beer.
You drink a lot of beer? Would you like wine?
I like both.
Okay.
You never
and
see
you
me drink
out.
Beer?
Hmm?
Sometimes I get down with a beer, Grandma. You don't know.
And where have you gone? Have you gone into any plays?
Plays?
Yeah, theater.
We did go see The Office, the musical.
All right, that's good. That's more than just eating and drinking.
It's very funny.
It was funny?
Yes.
Good. Well, he's funny on TV.
Who, the Office guy?
Yeah.
Michael Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's very funny.
I find him very funny.
He does make me chuckle.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, Grandma.
Well,
what are your favorite, all-time favorite vacation spots? Because I know you're a world traveler.
Oh, God, there's so many of them. Oh, my goodness, there are so many. I mean, foreign countries or...
Anything.
Well, I loved Ireland. I loved Italy.
You have to choose one. I loved Aruba. Choose your favorite. I'm trying to
think of a favorite.
Okay. All right.
I didn't choose go to Cancun, your... but I went to Mexico.
Favorite place for a group trip and favorite place for, like, a couple's trip.
A couple's trip. Ooh. Atlanta.
For a couple?
They were, yeah, it was very nice.
In Atlanta? Did you see the Housewives of Atlanta?
No, but you know, I don't mean Atlanta, Georgia. I mean Atlantis, where they have...
Atlantis.
You're talking about Atlantis. No, this is Atlantis.
Bahamas?
Oh, that's true. That's right.
Isn't Atlantis like a secret world underground?
It's like underground. They call it underground, where they have, you know, you go there and you see, like, the water underneath.
I don't know.
Oh, you never seen it advertised on TV? That was a nice trip. I went with Dad to the Bahamas. We went to a very nice place. I forget what it was. Was it St. John's or St. Lucia? Because I've been so many places, honey. How could you ask me to narrow in on one? There's so many of them.
There has to be one place you're like, that was so beautiful, or that was so lit. Or that was like, I partied so much. You don't go away and party?
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of it. Paradise Island I went to. I went to the Bahamas. We went to three or four places in the Bahamas. I'm not crazy about Bermuda.
Why?
Because it's too commercialized and the beaches.
It seems like Bermuda's not like a party place. Like it's more like a.
No, it's not a party place. No.
There's like pink sand and like.
That's one place that could be a party
place. Nobody around.
Yeah. You're on the ocean and everything and they serve you. But.
You're on the ocean.
Well, like the waiters come to the beach and they serve you drinks on the beach.
That's like everywhere. That's just in Bermuda. Only in Bermuda.
One place that was a secluded place in Bermuda that they had. You know. That
there's nobody there, so all the waiters can serve you at once.
Right. But, God, there's been so many places I went to with Poppy. There's so many of them. I have to be honest with you. Oh, you know what was nice? The Dominican Republic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We went to the Excellency. I
liked the Dominican Republic, too.
We went to the Excellency Hotel.
Excellency?
Excellency, it was called. Mm-hmm. And it was only couples. No children.
That's good.
And it was just beautiful. That was gorgeous. They had a beautiful pool, and they did exercises every day, and they had games. And
exercises? Did you do water aerobics?
Water aerobics.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, you could do other exercises, but we did the water aerobics.
And the people could get down with some good water aerobics.
And the people were so pleasant, the people who worked there. And then they had a show every night. It was really... You didn't have to move, and you were entertained all the time.
That's what I look for in a vacation. Yeah, I want to sit down.
Yes.
And then I want to only move.
Yes.
I don't even want to move to go to the bathroom. Can they just put a bucket under the lounge chair?
I don't think I would want
them
to do a bucket underneath.
Or go in the ocean.
Maybe go to the ocean. I don't want a bucket underneath. But that was a nice vacation. I mean... Most of the times when I go on vacation, I stay put. I don't really move around too much.
Right. You don't like an excursion?
A little bit, but like Jamaica, when I went to Jamaica, there's nothing outside Jamaica, nothing outside Dominican Republic. You got to stay where you are.
I mean, there's definitely stuff.
Yeah, but not a lot. We did go to the village and see all the, you know,
the village people.
Little booths that they have there and everything. You know, we did that. I mean, don't get me wrong. We did that. A group vacation. In Florence, I went with a couple of Italy, I went. I went to Italy a couple of times, and I went to Ireland a couple of times. Now, of course, if you're asking me if I'd rather go just with my husband, yes.
Right. Rather than a bunch of bitches.
But I went to Ireland fighting. The second time with a bunch of ladies, which was very nice.
Bunch of biddies.
Nice. No, they were my friends. They weren't biddies. I mean, but
the biddies.
But anyway,
old biddies.
All vacations. I don't think I went on one vacation that I didn't like. So come to think of it.
I mean, yeah.
I haven't been to Hawaii, and I don't really want to go to Hawaii, which everyone says to me, are you crazy? But
it's just so far.
I just.
It's like two plane rides.
I did go to Alaska, which I liked.
Alaska?
Yeah.
Is in Alaska?
It was beautiful.
What did you look at? Just like the nature?
Yeah. We went to the place. We went on sea and on land. We saw the huskies getting trained. We saw... Cool. Yeah, we saw all the wild animals when we went.
Like, you should get a husky, Grandma.
Yeah. I mean, we went to that.
We'll protect you.
I went to Italy a couple of times. I went to Ireland a couple of times. I went to Alaska. I went to Norway, which was very nice.
You've been all over the world.
I went to Norway.
Norway.
Yeah, it was very nice. Newfoundland. Everything was nice. Copenhagen. Copenhagen was beautiful.
Copenhagen. I often confuse the name of the town Copenhagen for Copenhagen, but mm-hmm. It's just me.
No, I mean, yes, we did a lot of traveling. And with my girlfriends, that's true. We went to Nashville.
You went to all those places with Poppy?
Yeah.
You went to Norway?
No, with Poppy, I didn't go to Norway. I went with my girlfriends to Norway because Poppy had passed away. But I went to Nashville. I love Nashville. One place I want to go to is New Orleans. Don't ask me why. I've heard a lot of things about it, but I do want to go to New Orleans. I haven't been to New Orleans.
Grandma, we should go.
I'm ready. Whenever you're ready, pack your bags.
I would love to go to New Orleans.
I haven't been to
New Orleans. We would really tear that city up.
Yes, I haven't been there. So that's one place I want to go. Hawaii. Oh, I've been to California. I've been to Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe is very beautiful.
Yes, it looks just like a little Swiss town. So pretty.
Very a little pretty. Bit, but not.
Very nice.
A little bit, but less Swiss.
And California, I love. San Francisco, the wharf. Everything was good.
San Francisco. Never been.
No, we did a lot. Nashville, I went with the girls. Oh, and San Antonio, I went with the girls. Which was very nice. I celebrated my birthday one year there. You know, the river walk.
Yeah, you've talked about this river walk before. I don't think it's, like, a common...
You don't think so?
I don't think, like, river walk when I think San Antonio.
That's the main thing to do.
Just that.
Yeah. Well, we went to a theater, too, but, I mean, basically, yeah, that's what it is.
That's funny.
You know.
But there wasn't there a... Didn't we go to a river walk once?
Where, in Florida?
Maybe in Tampa.
Yeah, but that wasn't the river. That wasn't really. That was a walk along the river. This was the river is on both sides of you. You go over the bridge, and you know, they have a boat that goes down the river, and you have restaurants and you know stores
on the river.
Yeah, on one side and on the other.
What
have
river?
Irish pubs. I don't know. Maybe it's a canal. I don't know. For all I know, it's a puddle.
I don't know if I would go all the way to San Antonio to look at a river and go to an Irish pub.
You don't look at the river. It's just a nice place to be.
I can do that here.
It's a beautiful hotel. It's a beautiful walk on the river. You know, it's got a lot of things there. It's got restaurants. It's got everything. It's got a beautiful mall. It's got a theater.
Sounds like Long Island on a river.
You can eat dinner right on the... Oh, we went to this one restaurant. You ate right on the river, right on the water. It was beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. So far, everything I like everything.
You know where I want to go? What's that place called? In Point Lookout? On the water?
Oh, you went there with me, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was it called?
Peter's Fish Catch or something.
Fisherman's Catch. But next to it is the bar.
Right. That I want to go there for my birthday.
And we sat on the water. We sat down there.
Yeah, I'm going to go there, but get there to the happy hour place, like, real early.
We went there with, I think, Suzanne. I took Mommy and Aunt Suzanne there for their birthday with all the family. How come you didn't come with us?
Well, I had a job then, so...
No, we went at night.
I know, but I didn't go for, like, happy hour with you guys, or did I? I don't remember.
Susan Basio was there. Who was there with us? Why didn't you come with us? I don't know. I have to ask my... Oh, you must have been there, because Olivia was... You were there with us.
But I feel like I met you guys later.
Maybe you met us there later, but you were definitely at dinner with us. Remember we ate
at
the end of the pier?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was good. That was nice. We had a good night.
Yeah, that was fun. I want to do that again.
I'm not paying this time.
I'm not paying either.
We'll get someone else to take us.
Yeah. Hello.
That's right. You're going to be... Oh, you're going to have a birthday in August.
Yes. Just...
Good.
Unlike any other August, this August, I'm going to have a birthday.
Oh, my God. This August, we're going to be busy.
Why? Nothing else is important but the first day of August.
Did I go... Was I with you your last birthday? Yes, I was with you your last... Wasn't I? No, you went with your friends to up on the rooftop.
No, that was 2 years ago.
Where'd you go last year?
Last year, I went with my friends to Freeport, to the Mile. The Nautical
But did
Mile.
We spend it together at some time? Maybe a dinner?
We had a dinner.
Yeah.
We went to that place in Massapequa on the water.
Oh, yes. I love
with
that
the
place.
Weird plastic tables outside.
Aqua Villa?
Villa Something Aqua? Like that.
The guy knew us?
The what?
The owner knows us, Tom.
Does he?
Yeah. He always gives us a drink.
You always think owners know us, but I think they just act like that to everybody.
He kisses me all the time. What are you kidding?
Grandma.
Yeah.
You just have random men kissing you at restaurants?
Oh, you know what? I've known
him since... We didn't get the meal for free, exactly.
No, we get a drink.
Did we?
We usually get a drink or a bottle of wine. Yeah. I'll kiss him for a bottle of wine or a drink.
That's okay. All right.
No.
Take one for the team, Grandma.
Yeah, because I know him from, oh, my God. Oh, my. Oh, a long, long time. What is the first thing? Oh, the first thing we ever had there, I think, was Grace's christening. She had it there.
Grace had her christening there?
Yep. Yep. And
Grace had her christening as if she planned it.
Well, I should say Grace's christening was there. And I think we went there before. We went on my mother's birthday and... We've been there a lot of times. But we didn't go to that one. We used to go to the other one.
There what was do you one, mean? There's another one?
He used to honor with his cousin Elizabeth.
One of those restaurants.
In the Pier Angela over in Wantour.
He owns the Pier Angelo too?
Yeah, him and Elizabeth and his cousin. And then he sold out and gave it to Elizabeth and he moved to this other one.
How come we never go there anymore?
Where?
That used to be our funeral place.
Oh, we did go there for Daddy when, well, his second year that he passed away. We went there and celebrated.
10 years ago.
9 years ago. We're going, his mass is October 14th. October 13th on Sunday, 5:30. I told Mommy that yesterday. And then
you know that far in advance?
Yes, I had to get a card for him. All right. For his 10-year anniversary.
All right, we'll go back to Pier Angelo.
Yeah, it was nice. It was good. Yeah, good time.
Is that the place with, like, the naked babies on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Nice.
They're cherubs, or what do you call
them? Cherubs?
What do you call those cherubs?
Fat naked babies.
Yeah, you call them fat naked babies. That's too funny.
12-pound babies.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's the
C-section
place.
Babies, yeah. That's what
I think
we call
that's
them.
The place. Well, we went there a lot of times.
I know.
What's your favorite restaurant? You don't have a favorite.
In the whole world? Mm. So hard, but I can choose.
You're wrong, baby.
A restaurant in Rome.
All right.
I don't know what it's called.
Well, we can't get there in a day.
Well, we went there twice when I was in Rome.
Okay.
And I don't know. I had the same meal twice. I had this pasta. Mm-hmm. With pesto and humongous shrimps.
Well, you know who used to make a good pesto sauce? Poppy.
Nobody makes pesto sauce anymore. It's like a lost art. And I had to go to Rome to have it.
Oh, I can make a pesto sauce.
So delicious.
Yeah, I don't know if I make it as good as Poppy. Poppy made it good. He put the garlic, the basil, and the olive oil in my blender, and the nuts. There was
pine nuts.
And
so it's a very simple sauce, but like it's not like anything anybody makes.
Now, when I came home from work, it was all ready. You just put it in hot pasta.
No, it's so good.
Mm. It is good. But
anyway, that's what I had there. But locally.
Well, more locally. Yeah, locally is better because we can't
Doti
get...
Cheese.
Where's that?
Did I go there with you? Center. We go there all the time.
We did? Where was it?
On Park Avenue.
Did I take you there once?
We've been there many times.
Okay.
It's the Italian place, right on the, like, the
street. At the end there, where the guy was, the place next to the place that was getting redone, altered.
That's very confusing. No, like, right, like, two stores down from the movie theater.
We eat outside. Yes.
Yes. So yes. Good. They have the basil martini.
Yes, right.
Down gets you so drunk. Yeah. You just have one.
Down the corner from Blue Moon.
Yes.
I know what
you mean.
You
know it's owned by the same people as Blue Moon.
Oh, really? I thought you meant the one that you and I went to. We walked, and there was one place that was getting alterations.
San Remo's.
And then we went to, that's the place I thought you meant.
That place is good, too.
That was a nice place. We had a nice night there. It was just you and I think. I don't think we took anybody else there with us.
No, it was just us. It was very good, too.
Yeah.
But Dodi cheese is nicer.
Right. It's fancier.
Fancier. It's delicious.
And we sat out. We went there a lot. We go there a lot for graduations and stuff.
I know. My favorite restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I remember that now. Oh, he was a nice bartender, too. Old guy.
What's his name?
I don't know. I didn't get his name and telephone number, but he kept filling my wine glass.
You always flirt with all these bartenders.
I don't flirt. It's just me.
Oh, it's just natural? Comes to you naturally?
Yeah, it's a chat. I like to chat with people.
Natural flirter?
Natural chatter.
You're a natural flirter.
You think?
Yeah, you should have a boyfriend by now. Yeah, we got to get you on the...
I don't know where they are, honey.
I want to take you to speed dating.
Okay.
And then, like,
you
hide.
Keep saying that, but we don't go.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
I'll look it up right now on my phone.
And then you're going to hide?
Yeah, because I'm going to... Who else is going to drop? Me and Mommy will go.
Okay. You can go to the bar, and I'll go by and wait for the bell to ring.
Speed dating... Speed dating. Foreign dating service. Nope.
What?
Foreign dating service.
Oh, God.
No.
Maybe it's better they don't know what I'm saying.
Speed dating and single events for Long Island. Age group.
I get a date. Can I have a plus one at Kyle's wedding?
Yeah, that's what you should be your goal.
Oh.
You have. How many months?
Eight.
Eight?
You told me before I had 8 months.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You don't think I remember things?
No, I'm just checking my math. It is 8 months, you're right. rock climbing.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's sold out.
Rock climbing?
No, this other event that's on April 20th. Sold out. Comedy night for singles, Saturday, April 27th, 6:15 to 9:15. ages 54 to 69.
Too young.
Maybe you should just go and say you're 69. What are they going to check your ID?
Meet somebody who's 50?
Maybe. Hello? Who cares? Maybe we should enlist a matchmaker.
Matchmaker, make me a match. La da da dee, la da 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 da.
Beautiful. Too bad. There's a speed dating for at Hemingway's.
Oh, really? Right around the corner.
But it's only 38 to 51.
Oh my God. Well, you know, the people some of my age, maybe they're all dead.
So I should date younger.
I'll go to 70, but no younger.
That's a good age.
Yeah, that's a good age. 70 is good. Younger than that, I don't want to teach anybody anything.
How old is Oprah? Is she around your age?
Oprah? She's got more money than I do, so it doesn't really matter, does
maybe
it?
Maybe you could date Oprah.
Oprah's a woman.
Grandma.
I'm not into women, honey. Not to date them anyway.
Well, if it was Oprah, you could pretend you're into women. And then
no, I couldn't.
Get half of her.
No, I couldn't. It's more than I could take.
You can't take that?
No.
I don't know. This is not helping me. Maybe they don't do speed dating anymore.
You can't ask me. I have no idea.
I feel like it would be fun. Like, for you.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm not getting anything here.
How could you not be getting anything? There must be something wrong.
You should go on all singles resort.
Good idea.
And they'll probably have events there.
Probably. You know, Susan Fazio went on a vacation by herself. Where did she go by? Oh, I forgot where she was going. She told me, too. I said, oh, you're going by yourself? She, yeah, she's going by herself with this group.
With, like, a singles group?
I don't know if it was a singles group.
Or just, like, a group of friends?
I know. Nobody she knows. So I said, well, that's a lot of gumption to do that. I often thought about like going on a cruise by myself, but I get a little nervous about that.
Well, I don't know if like you should go by yourself or you could have like one girlfriend you go with.
Right.
And then, like, do you have any single friends?
Nobody. No, they all have husbands.
They do?
Except Jenny, who's 85, and she doesn't want to go anywhere. Nancy lives in Florida. Nancy lives in Texas.
So
she would go, but she lives in Texas.
You guys should go on a cruise. Goes out of Florida.
That's what she wanted me to do, but I couldn't do
you
it.
You should
year.
Do it.
I couldn't do it in June because I don't know when the baby's going to be born. Then I have the engagement party. I have the
but
christening.
The engagement party, you already know when that is. It's
I know,
June 1st.
But this was like about the same time. But anyway. If God wanted me to find someone, he'd have him knocking on my door.
No!
Well, I do get
you gotta go out there and find him.
Well, I do go out.
I'm gonna get you on Match.com again.
Okay. I do go out, you know. I do see, you know, people.
You should go walk to the bar by yourself. Maybe you pick up a fellow.
Do you think I would? That's just not me. Well, I think about it, but going into a bar and just sitting down and having a drink, I'm not sure.
Why not?
By myself? Would you do it by yourself? I did do it in Rockville Center. I did meet the owner of the bar tent. He told me all about his girlfriend and his wife. And
I would go to a bar by myself.
Would you?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Depends on the situation.
I don't know either.
You could also just like stay in and have a drink by yourself.
Yeah, but that's not meeting anybody.
No. I guess I would go to a bar by myself.
Would you? I did
maybe go like before I did something else. Like if I was gonna like meet a friend. Like, I've done that.
Oh, well,
I've,
yeah, like, if I'm going to meet a friend, yeah, if someone...
I've, like, gone early to, like, meet a friend.
Well, I've done that.
Because I'm, like, I'm bored.
But I've done that. But then you know someone's coming to meet you, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see. Time will tell. Time will tell.
You should go to... This is what you should do. You should go to a hotel bar.
Yes.
Take a cab.
Uh-huh.
To a hotel bar.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere, like, the Garden City Hotel.
Okay.
Like, fancy.
Right.
Sit at the bar.
Right.
Because everybody who's going to be there...
Is
like,
a salesman.
If somebody's alone, they're alone.
Yeah.
You don't know their situation, but they're alone because... They're traveling.
Because they're
or
leaving
whatever.
Their husband. They're leaving their wife home.
No, because they're on some sort of trip or something. But it's like, you know that everybody's going to want to talk to somebody. Like, it's an easy situation to strike up a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good place to meet people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You're 24. I'm a little older. It's a little more difficult for
me
to
go out
there.
Yeah, but maybe they have a somebody they want to set you up with.
Well, that's right. I met these two men in the hotel in a restaurant in New York, and they said, "Oh, where are you going now, honey?" I said, "Listen, honey, let me know where your father is." Because they were about 30 years old.
You were 30?
Yeah. Two of them. Very
you
nice.
You have 30-year-olds hitting on you?
Yeah, I said,
Grandma.
Let me know where your father is.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'll talk to you. Oh, did I tell you in Florida, they laugh at me? I was in Florida.
All of Florida laughs at you?
No, Suzanne and John. Well, not John, because he doesn't know where I even exist. But Suzanne and Kyle and Carrie. And we were in this place where they make their own beer.
Okay.
And wine. And they, so everybody, so I was walking. So this young man grabs
Wait,
me.
Make your own. You had to go to a place to
they,
make
they,
your
they,
own.
Yeah, they make their own. They make their own beer and they make their own wine. And they have a counter which you can buy the stuff to make your own beer. It's a place in Florida where they used to, where Kyle used to live. And then you go outside and you sit by the open fire.
I don't know if I want to go make my own wine.
You don't make your own wine. It's made there for, it's you know, it's not like out of a bottle. It comes out of a, like a bin, you know, and beer.
Very confused by this story.
Anyway, it was a nice place, and okay. We're leaving it. This young man grabs me, and he says to me, "Would you like to play cards with us?" I have no idea what kind of cards he was playing. I don't know, like... Strip poker or what? He said, "Come on, come on, come on, play with us." I said, "Oh no, I have to meet my." "Oh, will you come back later and play?" I said, "I'll see you later. I'll let you know." I go out. Kyle says, "Who are you talking to, Grandma?" I said, "This young man. He wants me to play cards."
Grandma, everybody always wants to talk to you. I'm not surprised by the story.
It's so funny. It was very funny. It was very funny.
You should have played cards with them.
I don't know what kind of cards it was. First of all, I can't even see the cards.
Yeah, I don't play cards either.
Yeah. Who knows what I'll
That's
be just...
Playing a game of cards is intimidating to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'll play checkers. I'll shoot dots.
Yeah, I could play checkers.
I could
I think.
Shoot dots.
Checkers is just like you skip.
Yeah.
To the color you choose.
Right. What?
Like if you choose black or white.
Yeah, red.
Is it red or black?
Red or black. No white.
I thought it was white or black.
No, no white.
Is that chess?
Chess is white and what? Beige? I don't even know. I never play chess. I don't even know how. I don't even have a clue how to play it.
Me either. Chess is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chess is like politics.
Yeah.
Makes no sense, but. You can clearly see there are two different colors there. There's
well,
black
something
and
about
white.
Knights and something.
There's
kings and
exactly,
knights.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's like politics, very confusing.
I've never seen any play them, but I always have to say, checkmate. I don't know what that means. It means you won. That's all I know.
So people always say checkmate with such like a condescending checkmate.
Well, checkmate. That means you lost. You won. If you did checkmate, that means the other person lost.
Exactly. They're so rude about it. Calm down. Check yourself.
Check but me. Anyway, that's the story. So are you ready for the wedding in 8 months?
How would I be ready for something in 8 months?
I don't know.
Yeah, I have my dress picked out, everything. I'm real ready.
Right. Well, we're not going to be at the beach, so you don't have to worry.
What do you mean about having a body?
Summer dress. A summer dress.
Summer body?
I don't know if it's, I don't think it's that warm. I don't know if it's that warm in Tallahassee.
I'm sure it'll be warmer than here, so it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Fine with me.
But this will be in December.
Yeah. How interesting to have a wedding during Christmas season. Well, making me miss my Hallmark Channel movies.
Well, you're going to come home. We're only going there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I hope they have the Hallmark Channel in the hotel.
Maybe they do. I don't have a clue. You'll be so busy, you'll be at the bar.
Yes, very true.
And I don't think they have the Hallmark Channel in the bar.
I'm going to ask the bartender to please put on the Hallmark Channel.
We'll see if he doesn't. He might.
I hope so.
I don't know. It's a possibility. It's a possibility. So are you excited about Jenna's baby?
Of course.
I know. What do you think it's going to be?
A new person.
What do you think it's going
to
be?
A new person to the family. I hope it's cool.
What do you think it's going to be?
A boy.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, we'll see if you're true. And I think it's going to be about 7 pounds.
Okay.
This boy that we don't know if it's a boy.
7 pounds?
Yes.
That's very specific.
Yes.
I don't know about the weight. I can't really say.
Well.
I think it's a boy. What does everybody else think it is?
A lot of people, some people think it's a girl. A lot of people think it's a boy. I don't know. The people, Shannon told me, somebody told me it was a girl. These Caribbean people who work with her said it's a girl. Eileen thinks it's a girl. I don't know how you could tell.
And how can anybody say, like, I think it's a
it's
boy,
all
wives, I think
all,
it's a girl.
It's all wives' tales.
Like, I think it'll probably be human, but
well, it's all wives'
I could
tales.
Also be wrong.
It's all wives' tales, honey. There's just absolutely no statistics at
why
all.
Why are wives
no
always sense. Telling tales?
They have all kinds of crazy things. Why this, why that, and the other thing. And there's no statistics to say, yes, you're right, or no, you're wrong.
I mean, I know there's one way to find out if you're having a boy or a girl.
Well, the doctors know what she's having.
Yeah.
But
what if she's, like, looking at the, what's it called?
Sonogram.
She's looking at the sonogram.
She won't look. She turns her head.
She sees a little
They turn their
pee-pee.
Head. Yeah. The doctor tells them, we're going out to the private area, so if you don't want to know what it is, turn your head.
Going to the private area.
That's what they say. That's exactly what they say.
I would just want to know. I can't. That's crazy.
Well, you're very impatient.
I'm an extremely impatient person.
No, she doesn't want to know. She's very happy not knowing. So.
That's just too much. You're having a person. A person's coming out of you. You're in pain. You're pushing a person out of your vagina. And then you also then find out what gender it is. Like, I don't want all that at once. Like, I need it to be, like, a little less stressful. Like, that's. Sounds crazy.
Well, to her, she's not stressed. She's not stressed at all.
I would be stressed out.
Why? What's the difference?
What color are you
going
to paint the nursery? What kind of clothes are you going to get? You have to picture your life with this person. What are you going to watch on TV? What are they going to be for Halloween?
For a while, the baby's not going to be watching TV. And for Halloween, does Lily know what she's going to be for Halloween?
Whatever. Either way, the baby is watching The Housewives with me. All of my maternity leave, and they better like it.
Well, okay. Well, that's good. That's a say.
So, if it is a boy, might come out with some female personality traits.
First of all, let me say something before we get out of whack. You're not pregnant.
True.
So you don't have to worry right now.
I'm just saying. I would want to know.
Okay. I never knew. All four of them, I never knew. And it didn't bother me one bit. I never.
You just found out when the baby came out of you.
Exactly.
That's crazy. You don't even get a dog without knowing what gender it is.
I don't consider my babies in the same category as dogs.
That's what I'm saying. They're way more.
A dog, you have a choice. When you have a baby, you have no choice. It's there, and you have. It's not. You cannot tell, and you can't do anything about it, boy or girl. A dog, yes, you can say,
well,
I want a girl, I want a boy. But, you know, if you're having a baby, you can't tell. Listen, doc, I want to have a girl, okay?
Now you can, if you do, like.
What? Once the baby's planted in you. No, even in vitro. Once the baby's there, the baby's there.
No, if you do the thing like the Kardashians do, where, like, you fertilize the eggs.
No, you cannot still tell if it's a boy or a girl.
Yes, you can.
You can't order it,
no,
I mean.
No, if you make embryos out, like, the doctors do it. They make the embryos with your stuff. You and the man's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then they say, like, you have, like, 3 boy embryos and, like, 4
they
girl
don't
embryos.
That. Are you sure?
Yeah, and then you
I've
can say, like,
that.
All right, ready for a girl now. And then
I've
they'll,
never
like,
heard of such a
implant
thing.
You with the girl embryo.
I never heard of such a thing.
It's true.
Once they have it in the dish, it is what it is, and it's already decided what it's going to be.
No, but you do several. So then they'll be like, you have 4 boys, 3 girls, or maybe you come out with all girls. But you can say, like, I want to be implanted with the girl or the boy, or, like, put them all in and let's see.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know about anything about that.
I mean, that's only if you fertilize the egg.
It doesn't matter. Once you fertilize it, it is what it is when it gets fertilized.
Right, but I'm saying then you can choose if you want to. If you want
really?
To plant the boy or you want to plant the girl.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
If that were true, then why don't these people who have 4 boys and 1 girl has another boy instead of a girl?
Because they're getting pregnant the natural way.
Oh, maybe.
You know.
No, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that, but all right, whatever you say. I'm not doing that.
All right. I don't want to do that either. That's too complicated.
That's too complicated. I just want to be surprised. And like I said,
maybe.
Boy or girl, nothing you can do about it. It's here and it's done.
Well, yeah, when you're 9 months pregnant, there's nothing you can do about it.
There's nothing you can do about it when you're 1 month pregnant, change the sex.
There should be a way.
Oh, please.
One day.
Don't get too scientific. Just have the baby and be happy that it's healthy. That's
all right.
My thought. My thought is be happy
about this
that
later.
It's healthy. Be happy that it's healthy.
Yeah. That's true.
You know what I mean? It's just better off. It's better off.
Well, I'm sure everybody's happy.
Oh, yes.
Nobody really cares.
Nope. And nobody should.
If they care, that's like a little dramatic.
If the baby's healthy, that's all you should worry about.
Yeah, and that it's pretty.
Well, pretty, we're all pretty. Well, how big could
you
go?
Pretty people make ugly babies.
Pretty people. Well, I guess then I'm not pretty because I made beautiful babies.
No, like, sometimes, like, 2 really hot people will make, like, a really ugly baby.
Where do you get your thoughts?
They just come to me.
Yeah, from bubblegum wrappers.
The bubblegum wrappers.
Yeah.
Yes, I went to the University of Bazooka. Bachelor of Arts.
Yeah, no, everything is good. And you're good, right?
Yeah, everything's great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk to me about Louie, huh?
Grandma, I talked to you plenty about Louie. We don't need to do it on the podcast. Jeez.
Why not? Oh, he'll listen.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. We won't talk about you, Louie. Good. So what are we going to do this summer?
Oh, I don't know. We should go on a family vacation. Why haven't you planned one yet?
I wasn't supposed to plan one. You were.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's still time.
Yeah. I wanted to go to Lake George with you and your family, but I don't know if Mommy's going to have me.
We should go.
What happened to, are you going with them to see Christopher? I think they're going. When are they going? What weekend?
Who knows?
Why don't you give mommy the
I need to check with my card. Assistant on my schedule.
I got to give mommy Christopher's card when she's going to go. I think they go. Because I think you have tickets to go to the ball game. Fenway.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I really don't know anything. They just send me places.
I surprised Poppy one day. I planned a trip for him to go to Boston to see the Fenways. Fenway Stadium.
The Fenways?
Fenway Stadium.
The Fenways?
Red Sox. He loved it. It was a nice stadium. You've been there already anyway, haven't you?
Fenway Stadium? No.
Oh, you didn't go? I thought you did. Maybe it was just,
no.
Maybe it's just Christopher then.
Well, he does live there.
Yeah, I thought mom and dad went there with. Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? I'll see. Whatever.
Well, I still don't know where to go on vacation. Thanks for the...
Who are you going with?
I don't know, Grandma. I'm just going to, go on vacation.
You want to go with me? I want to go to Martha's Vineyard to see Brookie. We could go there.
Do you have any, crazy vacation stories of something crazy that happened?
Oh, my God. Well, I lost Poppy about twice.
You lost your husband.
Right. He went snorkeling, and he didn't have a snorkel. He went snorkeling, and he went, and he got a little confused, and he was slipping on the rocks, and he was trying to signal the guy who was on the boat, who was supposed to be taking charge of him, and he was fooling around with this woman, with this girl.
And what do you mean, fooling around? What do you mean?
And he wasn't
sexy time?
Yeah, and they weren't paying attention to Poppy.
Poppy.
And thank God somebody who was snorkeling saw he was in distress and got him on the boat. Here I am having a cup of tea. I think I was in the Bahamas. I'm having a cup of tea reading my book. And here comes Poppy, white as could be, so upset. And I'm saying, what happened?
Oh, what happened? I was just sitting here having some tea.
Because it was tea time.
Oh.
That was funny. That wasn't funny. And then another time we went and where were we? Oh.
I don't get it. What the man who was supposed to be watching it.
Yeah.
What was he doing?
He was kissing and making out with the woman on the boat.
Was she a guest?
I guess she was his assistant. I don't know who he was.
Well, he's making out with the assistant. There's a lot of layers now to this story.
Why? You don't leave a poor man who you're supposed to be protecting.
Well, now we have sexual harassment here. He's making out with his assistant.
I should have done that. Yeah.
Yeah, you should have reported him.
I didn't. We didn't report him.
Jeez, Grandma.
We didn't report him. He never went snorkeling again. And then there was another time when I think we were in the Dominican Republic, and he went swimming and I couldn't find him for a little while, and I'm screaming on the beach, Joe, Joe, where are you, Joe? Nobody, Joe didn't answer me. Finally, I found out that two guys had to save him. He was in the current. I said, will you stop swimming? Just sit down and relax, read a book.
That's going to happen to my father. He likes to go swimming. He goes, and he just goes for freaking hours.
Yeah, and this they're crazy. They had to be. He had to be rescued by two of them.
Two
lifeguards. I said, you know what? And everybody was helping me look for him. I said, I don't know where he went.
Grandma, you got to.
I have to put a leash on him.
You should have stopped losing your husband.
And then one time we were in Rocking Horse Ranch. He decided he was going to do surf, and he was going to do what do you call those things?
Water skiing?
Water skiing.
In a lake?
Yeah. But he had so much to drink. I want to say he was a little drunk. He couldn't get up on the skis for nothing. We were laughing.
All right, listen. Oh, you don't have to be drunk to not be able to water ski. Water skiing is really freaking hard.
We laughed. And the poor girl, she was a young girl. She liked Poppy. And she was...
She liked him?
Yeah.
Liked him.
Well, you know, he was a nice old chap. You know, he laughed and he wanted to get up on these skis. She couldn't get him up on these skis. We finally gave up on it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but...
What are you when you're on vacation? What is your... what's your day drink of choice?
Pina coladas.
When you're, at an all-inclusive?
Usually I do drink pina coladas.
All day long?
Well... I guess I wasn't worried about gaining weight at those days.
No, I don't think it's about gaining weight.
It wasn't wine, like, anyway.
Right, you can't drink that during the day. That's crazy.
No, it wasn't wine. It was pina coladas, actually.
That's funny. Well, I just feel like such a sugary drink, you get like a stomach ache by the end of the day. But you just stomach a steel? You just...
I guess so. I don't know. Well, how many pina coladas can you have? Two, like, in the daytime? I mean, you sip it, you know?
No, like, you're at an all-inclusive. You have way more than two drinks.
Well, I'm saying in the afternoon. Then you go and you have your drink at night, you know, dinner and whatever.
I guess it depends on how you're approaching.
Yeah.
How you're approaching the day.
Exactly. You know,
you could have a chill day with two pina coladas.
Yeah.
You could get a little crazy. You could have, like...
rum drinks.
Yeah.
Well, even at all-inclusive, like, you really can't drink as much as you think you can drink.
I know, yeah, you're right.
You think
but
you can drink
sometimes
a lot.
If you go to go settle in at the pool bar.
Yeah. You think you can drink
all of
a
sudden, 4 hours later, the sun is going down and you're like, wow, did I get here?
Yeah, but you really, you're not drinking as much as you think you're drinking in all-inclusive.
They do give you really tiny drinks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're drinking, but you're not really, you know.
I don't know. When I went on spring break, we got these big bottles at the shop.
Of what?
Like, to put your drink in.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be like, can you fill this up? So we get, like, these big bottles at once.
Yeah, but how long did it take you to drink it?
I don't know.
Not an hour.
It was a crazy time, though.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's... even all-inclusive, you do drink sensibly.
You know it's good? Pineapple and rum.
Yeah. Well, that's like a rum drink. Like, you have them in all the Chinese restaurants, you know.
Chinese restaurants usually do
a rum drink with pineapple and peach, you know. They usually do a lot of fruits in the rum.
I don't usually drink stuff like that.
Well...
Just like beer, wine.
And Barbara used to come always with a new... Once she had a... what was it? A peach navel or something?
A fuzzy navel?
Yeah, something like that. She drank that for a while. And then another time she drank another crazy drink she used to drink. Now she doesn't drink anything because she has a problem with something. She can't drink anything that she can't see. In other words, anything clear, like vodka, gin.
She can drink?
She can't drink that. It has to be a color.
Huh?
Yeah, she can't drink anything white. Anything that she can see through, she gets sick.
Is that just like something she decided in her mind, or is it like a medical thing?
I have no idea.
Don't drink clear liquids?
I have no idea, but any kind of liquor that's clear, she can't drink.
Very interesting.
Don't ask me. I don't know. I have no idea.
Huh.
You know. Who knows? Why, whatever. Whatever she can drink, whatever she can't drink. It's just one of those things.
Hmm.
So how do you feel about your brother being 20?
That's strange. The only youngin' left is Lily.
Is he going to be 20? Your sister was just...
She was 22.
He's going to be 20. How do you feel about that? I mean...
I feel fine.
Do you think of him still as a little boy?
Yes. He's a child still. He'll always be a child.
The 20s. He's up there.
And that means I'll be 25. That's really old.
Brookie was just 25.
Should I have a huge birthday party for my 25th birthday?
What do you want to do?
I don't know. Have a huge birthday party.
August 1st. Sounds good.
Like 70 people.
Do you know 70 people?
No. Definitely not.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a big party. I don't think I'd want 70 people at a party.
You want a big birthday party this year, Grandma?
No. I'm only going to be 79. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah. When was it, like, last summer we were talking about your 80th birthday party? I'm like, guys, you're so crazy. It's 2 years away. Like, 2.5 years away, people were talking about your birthday party.
What are they doing talking about? What are they talking about?
One more wine.
What were they talking about? Are they going to execute me?
I really don't know. They were just saying we were going to have dinner.
Yeah, like, dinner's good.
In the city or something. I'm like...
Well, dinner's good. We had dinner at my 76. Was it 76 that we had dinner in that restaurant? And where the hell were we?
I think I was at school.
Probably. You don't want any more wine?
Maybe a splash, but I just have to drive home.
Oh. That's right. A splash? The hell is a splash?
I'll show you.
That sounds bigger than a splash.
It's like three sips.
Okay.
That's like three gulps.
I don't know. I like just my family's good. I mean, I think, I know you're kidding about 70 people, but I think that's too many people to even talk to.
I know.
You know.
I don't know 70 people. I couldn't invite 70 people to my birthday party.
Well, tell you the truth, you got about 30 people in your immediate family, if not more.
Yeah, but not everybody would come.
I have no idea.
My immediate family? I mean, like, well, my brother, my
aunts
sister.
Aunts and uncles and cousins. And.
I mean, like, my dad's side, too?
Yeah.
None of them would come.
Well, do we want them? I mean, it would be lovely.
No, I mean, I would just want, you know, like, I mean, I don't know. Whatever.
You don't know. It's true. Nobody knows nothing. Who knows whatever. It is what it is. Whatever it is, it is. Whatever we do, we have fun.
Just like a big backyard party. Piss off the neighbors. It'd be so much fun.
Who?
Piss off my neighbors.
Oh, I thought you wanted to invite them.
No. Oh, my God. Do you think they're going to call the cops on the engagement party?
Don't put the lights on the fence.
I'm not going to, but can you get, like, a noise ordinance? Maybe my parents should do that.
A noise? Well, you're allowed to make noise until 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, maybe that's it. So then they get pissed after 11 or something?
Okay, I mean, you know.
I just like pissing them off because I hate them so much.
They haven't been bothering you lately, have they?
No, I don't think since, like,
Yeah, since the one time that we were there doing something.
No, but they had, like, a little situation last summer.
Yeah, why weren't we there? We were having a party.
That was the year before.
No. Last year when we kept putting the lights up and he kept putting lights down.
Yeah, that was the year before.
What did we do last year? We must have done something.
No, remember when... No, it was like a fight my parents had with them during the day.
Yeah, I do remember. I can't remember what happened, but...
Doesn't matter.
Oh, it was the bushes, I think.
I don't know. They're just crazy.
The bushes were hanging over his fence or something. I don't remember what it was, really. Whatever it was. Whatever it was, it was... It's...
Anyway, I'm going to name my birthday party.
We're naming it?
Yeah, the theme is to pissing off the neighbors. To pissing off the neighbors.
Oh, okay. What do you think about this Kyle and Kerry's theme?
What, for their engagement party?
Summertime.
It's amazing. I love it.
Mm. I told you you should park Daddy's car on the driveway.
I'm sure he will. He takes any opportunity to bring that car out.
Well, it's nice.
Literally. Oh, I saw the sun shine 12 hours ago. Let me bring the car out. It's a nice, great day for to show off the CUDA.
Well, that's funny. Have you driven in it?
His car? Mm-hmm. Like, have I drove it?
Mm-mm. Have you been in it when he's driven it?
Not recently, no. I try not to. There's no airbags. There's no air conditioning.
No side view mirrors. I know.
If it's the summertime and my hair looks good, I'm not getting in that thing. Because you have to have the windows open and there's no air conditioning.
Oh, gosh.
Because it's going to go to shit.
Oh, That's too funny. That's too funny.
I know.
So you don't know what you're going to do this weekend? You have no plans yet?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
You have no ideas of what you want to do?
Just living life, you know?
Living life as it comes.
Living life on the edge.
You don't live on the edge. You don't know what the edge is.
Listen. One day.
You're very, very secure.
I'm going to live on the edge.
You want to be on the edge. You think it's exciting. But you're very secure.
To live a spontaneous lifestyle.
Yeah. No, I'm not, that's not you, honey.
I know.
Sorry.
Yeah. I like red wine and rom-coms. It's really, like, an exciting life.
Well, you know what? It's not bad.
No, it's not. It's great. Everything's fabulous.
Everything is good. You have no problems, no worries. I mean, you know. I mean, basically, what do you have to worry about? The who?
The apocalypse.
Well, we all worry about that. But what does that? What can we do about that?
I don't know. I have a lot of nightmares about stuff like that. But that's in my dreams. And I wake up and I'm like, everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's fine. I mean, even, you know, you'll get a job, you'll be fine. You won't have to worry about anything.
Oh, yeah. It's just easy.
Well, I don't know how easy it is, but it's not impossible. You know, it's not like a dream that's never going to come true.
Oh, what, getting employment?
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm not worried about it yet, really.
Exactly.
This is fun. Not having a job.
But now,
good things. I'm podcasting, I'm drinking wine.
You'll get tired of that.
I'm going to cycling class. I'm going to go get my nails done tomorrow. Right. What else?
What else?
I'm reading a book. I haven't read a book in so long.
All right. You'll get bored of doing that also. Someday.
Yesterday.
What's the name of back to Point Lookout. What's the name of the bar next to Captain Fisherman's Catch? What is the name of that bar?
Bowie Bar.
That's right.
I just remembered it.
I couldn't think of what the heck the name of it was.
I'm going to go to the Bowie Bar.
Yeah?
Maybe I'll just go, like, hang out at the Bowie Bar.
Good idea.
That'll be my job.
You could pick me up. I'm just kidding. And we can talk to people who come around.
People who come around, yeah.
Well, it must
maybe.
Be... There's always somebody there.
When it gets warmer out.
There's always somebody at the beach. And
we'll have an afternoon at the Bowie Bar.
Exactly. But did we ever eat at the... Yes, we did. I did eat at the
Bowie
Bar.
I've never eaten there.
Yes, me and Mommy did. Me and Mommy ate at the Bowie Bar. Yes, we did.
No, never eat there.
It was okay. It was good. It was expensive, but it was good. Well, I mean, you know.
Right on the water. Of course it's expensive. I just really can't wait for the summer.
It's coming. It's coming soon. When is summer? May 31st? What is it? June 21st.
June 21st, yeah.
I think, right. Oh. But you'll be working by then.
Maybe.
You'll be bored by then.
Definitely I'll be bored. But... I don't know, I haven't really been that bored recently. I've been fine.
Of course not. Why, you know.
I, like, go for walks with Lily. We sit on the porch. We read on the porch.
Right.
She's, like, sniffs all around.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's good.
There's still, I mean, I'm even behind on my TV shows. I'm doing so much stuff. I have to watch the Housewives of Atlanta reunion. I have to watch Jane the Virgin. 2 episodes I missed.
Uh-huh.
I have to watch Real Housewives of New York. I missed last night's episode.
Okay.
And I'm totally behind on Mexican Dynasties. I mean, it's like I'm so busy. I can't.
Can't work. Sorry. Sorry, Dad.
I can't work. Whatever. Imagine if I was working, I'd be way more behind on my TV shows.
Oh, that is a shame.
I know.
That is pathetic.
Oh God.
Oh,
she's gotta sleep less, and then maybe
I don't know how you can. I don't know how you manage.
She's tired. Oh.
I don't know how you manage every day.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've been working out every day.
Well, your mother will be home tomorrow.
Yeah, but we're going to get our nails done. Like, that's our activity for the day. And probably go to the grocery store. And then, like, then the day's over.
Well, she's always in the grocery store. Aunt Suzanne.
She really is always in the grocery store.
Aunt Suzanne. Every time I talk to her, I'm in the grocery store. I'm at the checkout. Oh, my God.
I think that's just, like, what a mother's life consists of, is, like, going to the grocery store.
Maybe. What time are you getting your nails done?
I don't know. Whenever I feel like it.
I thought you had appointments.
No.
Oh, no, neither one of you?
No, when you can go whatever time. Why do you need an appointment?
I don't know. I usually have an appointment.
Well, Grandma, you got a whole thing. You got the acrylics. You got to get the gel.
I don't have acrylic. I got gel.
But, like, they're long.
I know.
You have tips.
No, I don't have tips either. I have a gel, gel underneath. Gel, clear gel, and then the nail polish. Those are my own nails.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're very long.
Yeah.
How do they stay so strong?
They put this gel on it, and then they put the nail polish on it.
I have gel, too, but they break very easily.
Do you have a clear gel underneath? Like, instead of, like, they used to do, like, silk?
It's not that. It's just a regular gel polish.
Yeah, and mine is just a gel underneath the nail polish. It's not a gel nail polish. It's a gel underneath the nail polish.
Oh, okay.
It's called... How is it called? Eye something. Ivy something. I don't know.
Well...
Because they make it stronger.
I think we should wrap this epi up.
Okay, sweetie.
We've been going for a while now.
Have we said anything that anybody's interested in?
Who knows?
Well, you didn't have a subject. You said we weren't going to do a subject this time.
I wanted to ask you some about vacation stuff. Crazy
vacation
stories.
Did I answer you anything?
Yeah, you had a few good stories. So
I mean, you know, it's I've been on so many vacations, and they've all been really good. I mean, I can't complain about anything.
I don't understand how you don't have any, like, bad vacation
stories.
I'm
trying to think about it. I didn't have any time I went on a cruise, nothing bad happened on the cruise. Oh, except the one time that I went to Bermuda, and it was a 9/11. That was the worst.
You were in Bermuda?
At 9/11, and we were on the beach, and the soldiers came and told us, oh, are you American? We said, yes. Oh, you have to get back to your cruise ship. And we had to get back to the cruise ship because 9/11 was... I was at the Botanical Gardens when my friend Bob called us back in and said, well, come on in here. The airplane is just going into the second Twin Towers.
Holy shit.
Yes, that's right. And
so
I
did you even understand, like, what was happening?
Well, we didn't at first, but then when he came out and he said... The Twin Towers was, an airplane went into it. And now, come on in. So we went over because they had the television on. And the second plane we saw go into the second.
Oh, my God.
Second building. And then we had to get back to the ship. Then we went back to the ship. There were the divers underneath our ship looking for bombs. You know, so that was very scary. And then we had to leave Bermuda. There was dogs and cops and army all over the place. And everybody was crying because a lot of people, there was a whole fire department that lost all their people in 5/11. And they 9/11. And then they had everybody had roses they were holding. And then we had to go all the way to Maryland.
So you just ended the cruise.
We had to get the cruise. We had to go to Maryland. We couldn't get into New York. We did.
But that was the end of the cruise. Like, they ended the cruise?
They ended the cruise. We had to end the
Holy
cruise.
Holy shit.
Well, like, we couldn't stay there. And we went back to Maryland, and we had to take a bus back to New York. And when we got back to New York, midtown, we saw the smoke from the 9/11.
Oh,
that
my
was
God.
Right. That, I forgot about that. That was the worst.
That's crazy.
Because everybody was crying, carrying on.
Could you, like, call home?
Yes, they gave us free. We called because I wanted. I don't know if. Yeah, your father, Uncle Tom, and Uncle John were all in the city.
Yeah.
So we were trying to call. So they let us call. home and they didn't charge us to make sure that everybody was all right. And Uncle John and Uncle Tom walked over the 59th Street Bridge to get home.
Yeah.
I don't know what your father did. I can't remember what he did.
What my father did, he stayed in New York City until like 3 in the afternoon.
And how did he get home?
He miraculously got a Long Island Railroad train.
Oh, well, that was surprising.
He literally, the planes hit the tower, and he was like, eh, whatever. I'm just going to stay in this tall building and work the rest of the day. Oh. And he's like the only one in the entire building. And then he's like, eh. And that, like, the afternoon, he's like, eh, let me go see if I could get a train. And he literally got, like, the first train out.
Okay.
That, like, they stopped all the trains. Like, yeah. Just, like, and then he came home and he's like, eh, whatever. I'm home.
No, John and Tom had to walk on.
Yeah. Hello.
They had to walk across the 59th Street Bridge to get to where they had to get to go.
I can't even believe that.
But, no, we were a nervous wreck. And every time we were on the bus, it took us forever because every time we came to a bridge, they had to check the bridge. There was like a, you know, they wanted to make sure that there was nothing going on.
Yeah.
But some people were going to Philadelphia. Some people were going, we had to get off and go to get the bus. Oh, come to think of it, that was terrible. That was terrible. That was not a good night. That was not a good day.
No, of course not.
And they came with the motorcycle guys came with the guns and said, you got to get back to your ship. I said, oh, my God, we're going to be killed.
Wow. I can't believe you were on a cruise during that. That's insane.
We were on a cruise. Well, we didn't know that was going to happen when we started the cruise. We saw the Twin Towers as we left the harbor.
I can't believe that.
The Twin Towers were upstanding very nicely.
That's insane.
And then
I can't believe
after
that.
A couple of days, like when we were there, then we had the problem. So then we were in the Botanical Gardens when that happened.
That's so crazy. I couldn't imagine being an adult when that happened.
Then the guy said, they came out so excited, the Twin Towers have bombed in New York. We said, what? We were like trying to enjoy ourselves in the Botanical Gardens, you know.
How dare anybody interrupt your nice time?
Then we had to go back in and we saw we caught the second plane going into the second Twin Towers.
Oh my God.
I know.
You were in the Botanical Gardens that early? You got up and went on vacation?
Yeah, you know, you go there and
very impressive.
You know. What time was it?
They hit it like 9.
Yeah, I guess we were there that early. We'd just gotten there and we just started to walk around. It wasn't the same like us, like here, the Botanical Garden. It was very nice. We had a nice time. I mean, we were having a nice time.
That's crazy.
And then we got a little crazy. Then it went bonkers. You know.
Wow.
Then the cruise ship was like, everybody was like out of their minds. Because a lot of people had family in New York, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Come to think of it, that was the worst vacation. You know. And everybody was carrying red roses around.
Jesus.
We were frightened.
Yeah, I would be terrified, too.
We were definitely frightened. So, yeah, that was the worst one. Now that I think about, I mean, that's terrible to think about because you try to forget all those horrible things.
Right.
How many years ago was that? My God. How many years ago was that?
Almost 18 years ago.
Right. Oh, my God. That was a long time ago.
Well.
But the ships let everybody call home and get in contact with their family.
Let's go to the ship.
Yeah, and of course, none of us got charged.
Yeah.
So that was good. But the bus ride home was horrible. You know, you're now squeezing a little bus. You don't know what's really going on home.
Well, nobody knew what was going on.
No.
That's like the crazy thing.
I know.
I mean, it's still.
Have you been to the 9/11 exhibit in Manhattan?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've walked past it a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm, but you haven't been in it?
No.
You know, they have pictures of the clothing. They have pictures of the what was it, the steel something? A piece of the building that went down?
That's crazy.
Stuff like that. Well, That's what it was. That's what it was all about. Unbelievable as it is.
Yeah.
Things keep happening.
Oh. Well, I don't want to end the podcast on a sad note now.
Well, no, we have no sad notes. As I told you, we had lots of nice... We went to the Chinese restaurant in San Francisco.
Okay. Right?
Very fancy restaurant. The name of it was Tom's.
Tom's.
Just
a
Tom's.
Chinese name.
Yeah. So we were there with Uncle Greg. And Poppy, or Uncle Greg, I don't know which one, decides to pour their own tea. Well, you would think that they were going to shoot us. They came running from all ends of the restaurant.
No,
you're not allowed to pour your tea. I poured for you.
Why?
It was just that kind of a fancy restaurant. You weren't allowed to pour tea.
But the tea was on the table.
You called the waiter, let the waiter pour the tea for you.
Oh, my gosh.
It was unbelievable. Then we're coming home, the guy gets us lost. And we said, and he was going 100 miles an hour. And then we met a doctor.
Okay.
And he was from Boston. And it was a World Series going on at the time. The Red Sox and... was it the Red Sox and the Yankees? And we said to him, do you like the Red Sox or the White Sox? He pulls up his pants. I got one Red Sox and one White Sox. He was a doctor. That's what he had. He don't know. He has one red sock on and one white sock. He was so funny. It was so funny. We laughed. He was a doctor being in the hotel with us. The Red Sox, it was the World Series. I don't know what year it was.
That's great.
The Red Sox and who else was it? Was it the Yankees? I don't remember. Anyway. Do they care what I do? He was very funny.
Oh my goodness.
Very funny. Very funny, yeah. Then when we went to Italy, two sisters met up with us in Italy, and they kind of got attached to us. They wanted to stay with us. Okay.
The sisters.
Yeah.
The sisters that always get attached to you.
Yeah. So we're going to see the Blue Lagoon. It's in in the Isle of Capri. They have the Blue Lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little nasty out, and we're on this boat. Now, you have to get into a rowboat to get to where the opening of the lagoon is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a cutout of the mountain, and they pull this iron thing down, and you have to go through it.
Okay.
So this woman was a little chubby.
Okay.
She gets in the boat. It has a hole in it.
Oh, my goodness.
And the water is coming in. Thank God I wasn't on that boat. And they had to get her off that rowboat because it almost sank. So they had to put her in another rowboat. And I'm saying, what is the safety precaution here? There was no safety precautions. So then we're going through this lagoon, which everybody loves except me. I was scared to death. They put Poppy in front of me. Then they put me laying on top of some man that I don't even know because she had to go low because this iron thing goes up, a bar.
Okay. You have to go through under something?
Yeah, under a bar to get to this break at it.
Right.
So you have to get. So they throw me into this man who I didn't even know. By this time, I'm scared to death. We go into this thing that has the water and... You know what? It's such a tourist attraction. I thought it was blue water, and then I realized it was the lights probably making the damn thing blue. And this guy sings to you as you...
Yeah, definitely the lights. I mean...
Well, I was stupid.
Oh, my goodness.
Then I thought to myself, if I ever fall in here, I'm going to die. And then I had to get out. I mean, we had to go through the... we had to go through that little opening to get back out. So the iron bar had to come out again. I said, oh, my God. And then you had to climb into the boat. I said, whatever made me do this?
Whatever made me do this?
But I want to tell you, everybody loved it. I mean...
I don't even understand what this Blue Lagoon is. It seems like...
It's just like a hole in the mountain that...
It's in a mountain.
It's a mountain. You know, it's a mountain.
Kind of cool.
And it's in the middle of the water you go, and you have to go on through this thing. I mean, a lot of people loved it. I never got the thrill of it. And he was singing, and I thought, oh, my God. And I never got the thrill of it. I guess I was too scared to think about it. You know. I mean, you do crazy things with it. But that was the first time I ever tasted lemon melon jello. Because they made it right there in
Lemoncello?
Yeah, they made it right there in Capri.
What'd you just call it? Lemon
Menoncello? Lemon Jello, was that
Lemon Jello.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was. It was so funny. It was funny. Well, there's a lot of funny things happened to me when I was on vacation. But I guess that was 9/11 was the worst one. I mean, it wasn't the crew's fault.
Right.
That's
just a crazy thing to happen when you're on vacation.
Yeah, but I mean, it really wasn't. The vacation was good, except for this, you know.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, you can't. It had nothing to do with the hotel or anything.
Yeah.
I mean the boat.
They didn't do it.
No. I mean, I've heard other people go on cruises where they get viruses, or they don't have any food, or they don't have this or that. I had never had any of that.
Ooh.
Well, they say
cruises
that.
Scare me a little bit.
Well, because you read the thing, they have viruses and everybody gets sick, or else they don't, the lights go out or something. I don't know. I never had that. So I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I never want to have that either.
Yeah.
Thank you, just the same. Where did I go? I went on a cruise to Alaska. Yeah, we did take a cruise to. Did we take? Yeah, we were on a cruise to. We were on a cruise to Norway. We were on a cruise to Alaska too. Because we went by sea and water. You know, sea and land.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great.
Hmm.
Where can I go next? Oh, New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans.
Chicago scares me.
Why?
Because I watch Chicago PD and they're all gangsters.
Yeah, but like NY, like New York doesn't scare you?
No. Maybe because I lived in New York all my life. You know, we used to walk...
You're from the Bronx. It should be hard.
Me and my mother used to walk through Chinatown, like, oh, my God, almost every week. We'd walk through Chinatown. We'd go through the small, skinny alleys. And I never was afraid.
There's nothing wrong with Chinatown.
But now you see sometimes they have shootings.
In Chinatown?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's what the news says.
In Chinatown?
Yep. Yep.
I'm going to have to do some fact-checking on that.
All the drugs and everything in
Chinatown?
Yeah. You check it out.
I don't know anything.
No. Best you don't.
Canal Street?
Best you don't know.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't go to Canal Street, really.
Best you don't know nothing.
Yeah.
It's better off not to be afraid of anything. Just go and do what you got to do. Go with the flow.
Yeah, if I got to go to Chinatown, I'm going to Chinatown. Nobody's stopping me.
Well, Shannon always in Chinatown. She never seems to worry.
For dumplings?
Yeah. How do you know?
I don't know. I just feel like she would go for dumplings.
Yeah, that's what she does.
Likes to go places for food.
Yeah, she goes for dumplings. That's what she goes for.
I mean, what else? Why else are you in Chinatown?
Well,
dumplings.
You know, it used to be Little Italy in Chinatown. Now they say that Chinatown has taken over most of Little Italy.
You mean like space-wise?
Space-wise, yeah. Restaurant-wise, space-wise.
Okay. I mean, I don't really like. I've been to Little Italy to eat like twice.
Yeah, you didn't
like it's not that great.
I went
to... there's better Italian food like other places in the city.
Yeah, I think I went there to Joe Pagioli's or something.
It's just like very commercial. It's for tourists.
And
like,
then the other place was that Italian pastry place. I forgot the name of it right now.
Better going off the avenue.
Yeah, probably. You know what? You can get Chinese.
Where the real gangsters go. That's where I want to go.
Where the gangsters are?
Yeah, I want to go to Arthur Avenue.
Arthur Avenue?
Yeah, Arthur Avenue.
I've been to Arthur Avenue. I lived there. We used to go there to Arthur Avenue all the time, huh?
I know, Grandma. We should go eat there.
Yes. My mother used to go get Italian bread and Italian, you know, like
get a driver and drive us for dinner.
She loved Arthur Avenue. Oh, my God. She loved Arthur Avenue. Well, that was near the Bronx, so it was...
It's in the Bronx.
Yes, I know, but I mean, it wasn't far from where we lived, is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
So it was... We always were there. We always were there with my mother there, and we were a lot of places.
Yeah. All right. I think it's time to wrap this episode up now.
Okay.
We got some good stories, some bad stories.
Well, a lot of them are good.
Anything you want to say to the people?
No, happy trails.
Happy trails. Happy trails, everybody.
Happy trails to you.
We're going to do...
Until we meet again.
I want to start doing, like, you got to watch, like, some TV shows, and then we can talk about them.
Oh, my God.
Like the Kardashians.
I didn't watch that. I tell you what I watch.
Well, I'll give you some assignments.
Okay. I do watch all the Chicago shows. I watch Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Chicago FD. And on Tuesdays, I watch This Is Us.
And I don't watch that anymore. We'll talk.
And The Village is now a big one.
Oh, my mom was watching that. That was, like, super corny, though.
Is it? Maybe.
Is that the one with the girl who, like, didn't know who her father was, right, and she got pregnant? Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, she got pregnant. Her father's there with the one leg.
Yeah.
In Afghanistan, he was. I thought he was going to meet up with Jenny, but he seems to be having sex with another girl.
a woman. Is this a TV show you're talking
about? Yeah.
Isn't that how life goes? You think you're meeting up with one girl, you end up having sex with somebody else. I mean, come on.
I guess. I don't know.
You know, Grandma.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was really going to be into her. That was the girl that got pregnant when she was 15. And she
Watching that episode. I was like, this is so corny.
And then Nick comes.
Now he doesn't have a leg. Now he's going to get back to with the girl who he got pregnant 20 years ago.
You think
it was like so obvious.
He's having sex with the woman the guy who was in Afghanistan who he got killed.
You could have sex with lots of people.
Can you?
Who are you going to love?
I don't know.
That's what this show's trying to get to.
So we'll see. Well, what's his name loves Patricia, who's going to die of cancer.
Oh, that's...
Which is so sad.
That's sad.
You know, and she's not... He likes her. He's a very nice young man. Nice man. He owns the building. He owns the bar. But I get grossed out when I have to be honest. When I see the guy, he's in his bed and he's got he doesn't have the artificial leg on, you know?
Grandma!
Why did they show that on
TV? He doesn't have a leg, poor guy. Yeah, you're making fun of him?
No, I'm not making fun of him. I said it makes me upset. It
makes you uncomfy?
Yeah, to see that, it's just sad.
It is sad.
It's just sad to see what happens.
Oh, my goodness.
But, I guess it's corny. I don't know.
It's corny.
Maybe corny is what you need.
Maybe. That's why I like Hallmark Christmas movies. Yes.
Well, I watch all of them. But after a while, you see the same ones over and over again.
I have no problem watching
Hallmark Christmas movies over and over again.
Love. Big Christmas fan.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes. Now, that's another thing. December 7th is the wedding. That means we have to, who knows when we get the Christmas tree up. Oh my god,
Christmas is already so stressful this year. I can't. Oh my god. Oh.
It is.
Don't you think about it yet. You think about things way too early. Yes. Focus on like the next few weeks. Take it like 2 weeks at a time. What's happening in the next 2 weeks? Easter. Focus on Easter.
Well, I'm going out to dinner tomorrow night.
Okay.
Mommy couldn't make it. And Monday we're going to the city. If you can come with us, let me know. We're catching the 10:17.
Mm-hmm.
What else are we doing? Oh, then someday Suzanne will have a baby. Someday Shannon will have a baby.
It's one of the days.
Easter's coming.
Yeah, so focus on that. That's a lot of things.
Then there's Christopher's birthday and Kyle's birthday. That has nothing to do with me except send them a card.
Okay, yeah. You gotta call.
And then Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. You're a mother.
Yes, I am. Well, how do you say that? You a mother? Or you're a mother.
You're a mother. So it's a good day for you.
Yes. What else is going on? Oh, Joanne will be away for 10 days then. I don't know. She's going away May 5th, right? 10 days, whatever the hell that is. I don't know. Maybe she will be home on Sunday. I don't even know where she's going to be. And then we have the christening. Engagement party christening.
Right. Lots of things. So just focus on all that.
Right, and Haley's going to graduate in May.
More things.
Yeah, more things happen.
So don't even worry about Christmas yet.
All right, I won't.
All right.
Christmas is gone.
Christmas is not coming yet.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Goodbye, audience.
Goodbye. I hope you enjoyed our little visit.
Yes, enjoyed our visit. My visit with Grandma is your visit with Grandma. Goodbye.
Bye.